From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian government and several rebel groups have agreed to a nationwide ceasefire beginning Friday. As with previous halts in fighting, the agreement applies to the Syrian military and rebels, but not to certain Islamist groups. Hadi Abara is an official with the Syrian National Coalition.
It includes all the Syrian territories, including the suburb of Damascus, Damascus, Idlib area, the suburb of Aleppo. So all the main areas, the excluded areas, are the one in the eastern side of Syria where ISIS is present.
Russia and Turkey say they will guarantee the truce if the ceasefire holds. It will be followed by renewed peace talks next month in Kazakhstan. Russian President Vladimir Putin called the ceasefire proposal fragile, but said it had the support of the Syrian government and the main forces of the armed opposition. U.S. officials say a key leader of the Islamic State group in its capital Raqqa, Syria, was killed by a coalition airstrike this week. A statement by the U.S.-led coalition Thursday said Abu Jandal al-Kuwaiti was killed in a strike near the Taqwa Dam on Monday. U.S. President Barack Obama has ordered sanctions against Russian officials and Russian intelligence services. The sanctions are in response to alleged hacking and interference by Russia during the recent U.S. presidential election and what Mr. Obama calls an unacceptable degree of harassment of U.S. diplomats in Moscow by Russian security services over the last year. The U.S. will expel 35 Russian intelligence agents and close two Russian compounds located in New York and Maryland. This is VOA News.